The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I freaking missed you guys. Let me tell you, it's definitely been an adjustment switching to every other Friday instead of every Friday. Like, I just notice how much I miss you guys during the week, but I also notice how freaking busy I am in other aspects of my life and just work. Right now, my work-life balance has been struggling a little bit, but it's okay. It's the holidays. Like, it's just like a stressful, busy, overwhelming time as it is, right? So, yeah, I just missed you guys so much. And 2 weeks ago, I had my episode with my twin sister, Lucy, all about just long-distance relationships, since she's in a long-distance relationship. If you guys missed that, it was a really good one. If you are in a long-distance relationship, I would totally recommend giving that one a listen. But as you guys can tell by the title of this episode, I've just had this idea written down for so long, and it sort of was like other episodes I've done. It reminds me of my one about like organization, being organized, in the way that I always feel like I'm not ready or like good enough or like perfect enough in this sort of genre area to talk about it. But then I remember that like nobody's perfect and I'm always going to be working at it, and might as well just share with you my tips, my advice that I have right now. And this also just helps keep me accountable, speaking it into existence, manifesting it for myself, because we're not perfect. And it's funny, this just, yeah, I've just had this idea. I'll get into why. Like, you'll see where this really came from. But having this sort of like perfect ideal day in my head that, you know, the best version of myself would be like participating in every day. That's like a weird way to put it. But I've had this idea because, well, for many reasons that I'll get into, like I said, one of them being Tori DeSimone. You guys know I love her so much. We're like 2 minutes in here and I'm already talking about her, baby. Like, love her so much. And on her podcast called Manifest with Tori DeSimone, she has talked about, I think, several different times now, this idea of the best version of yourself, this higher self. And so that sort of just inspired me to be like, okay, my best self, like, what is the best self, what is the best version of Gretchen doing every day? What does her day look like? What type of person does she show up as? How does she show up for her community, her business, the people she works with, her family, her relationship, her dog, her twin sister, all those things? And so I've just been thinking about this a lot, and I guess you could also call it my favorite daily routine, my ideal daily routine, like this daily routine that I aspire to have. And it could make me feel the happiest, most productive, best version of myself. So I just thought this would be such a fun episode and could maybe help inspire you guys. And I should warn you, first and foremost, that it is the evening, the night before I am posting this. And I was just actually saying on my Vlogmas has started, like, it's so crazy. But I was just saying my Vlogmas day 3 today, because this episode's going up tomorrow, December 4th. And I was just saying how I love recording right before I post, which, like, it's sort of stressful to like turn it around quick and like I'm up late editing. But I love doing that because it just seems so genuine and in the moment, and like we're like living life together in this moment. Like, I've just missed you guys. I just want to catch up. And so I'm just so excited to be recording right now. And yeah, just every other week is like kind of sad, but it's just, it's good at the same time because then there's like even more for us to like catch up on and talk about. It's like when you have so much to catch up on with a friend, like it's just that much better, you know, like that's how I feel. Also, how have we, we're 4 minutes in now, okay? How have we not freaking talked about the merch yet? This is so crazy. I realized, this is sort of, what's that word called? Unfortunate, that last Friday, I didn't have an episode going live because last Friday was Black Friday, the Friday right after Thanksgiving, and I had my first ever merch drop, I guess you could call it, and it was all inspired by you guys in this podcast because I had a hoodie, a crew neck sweatshirt, and a long sleeve t-shirt with this same design that I came up with and love so much. It's just like very simple, very me, and it just said happy hour down the sleeve. I'm sure a lot of you listening right now got them because so many of you guys got it, and I can't wait for you to get it, and we can twin, and it's going to be cozy, and you're going to love it, and then it just says happy hour pod on, well, it depends. If you're wearing it, it's like your upper left chest kind of, but if you're like looking at it, it's like up on the upper right, and this is happy hour pod. There's a little sunshine and it says established 2019 because that's when we made this. And to talk about that, like, by the way, I feel really bad because I knew that I just wanted it to be an over the weekend situation, just for Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, because how it works, I mean, I'm sure you can do merch and clothes and stuff. I mean, I'm obviously very new to it. It's like a learning curve, let me tell you, but I'm sure there's so many different ways you can do it, but how I knew I for sure wanted to do it in the options that I saw was doing a pre-order, which is what I did, and I think that was like clear on my website and everything, because that way I get all your guys' orders in and then we can literally make that many sweatshirts, like the exact size and color, like the amount of each item, if that makes sense. And that way it can take a little longer to ship out because you guys ordered them and then they started getting made like the next day, you know? Because they weren't like made before that moment, if that makes sense. But that way you don't have leftover and waste and everything like that, like sweatshirts that no one bought. So this way I just think is a lot more sustainable. Like, I'm really happy I did it that way, but it makes me sad because that's the reason why we had such a short window of people being able to purchase them, because we wanted to get them made and start shipping them out. So I realized you guys are literally like happy hour merch, and then I didn't even have an episode going live talking about it that Friday. So I'm sure most of you who listen to this podcast, follow me on my Instagram, follow me on my YouTube. I mean, I've had Instagram and YouTube for 8 years and this podcast for one. So it's always funny if I ever meet any of you and you're like, oh yeah, like, hey, Gretchen from like Happy Hour Podcast. And I'm like, what? Out of all the ways you could have found out about me, like you found out of me through my podcast. But it's always like so special. I just feel like our little happy hour community is just so special to me and is literally my passion project. I feel like I've said that a bunch. But yeah, oh my gosh, merch. Can't believe we did it. It went so well. And it was just so much fun. And people keep asking me if it's coming back, and I'm not opposed to bringing it back at all. I don't know if I would do the same designs again. I'd really have to like think about it, but I could definitely see you guys get the real tea. Like, I'm spilling the tea right here, right now, before I say it anywhere else. But I could see myself doing like matching sweatpants, matching sweatshorts. I've been so into sweatshorts. So if we could do like matching to the drop we did before, that could be really fun. Or even bring back, you know, the first hoodie, long sleeve, crew neck, if there was enough demand for it, if you guys were like, oh my gosh, I missed it. So yeah, enough about merch, but that was just really, really exciting personally for me. And honestly, okay, last thing I will say is that I started YouTube in 2012, and you could imagine, for being on YouTube for literally 8 years, people have brought up merch to me all the time. Like, I'll see comments being like, please, we want like a big cozy hoodie that's like merch or whatever. But I just never, I always knew when it would feel right, and it felt right with this podcast because I never wanted a hoodie that just said like Gretchen on it or GLB or, you know, like I knew I wanted it to be something that I love so much and would wear all the time. And that's exactly how this happy hour merch turned out, because I know we have very similar taste and style, and I knew if I loved it and was so cozy in it and loved wearing it, it made me so happy that you guys would feel that way too. So yeah, I just never wanted like a sweatshirt with my name on it or anything. It was just too obviously tied to me personally and just literally my name on my YouTube channel. So I knew when I started this podcast, I was like, oh, that's such a good opportunity. Like, Happy Hour Podcast is like my podcast, so clearly like me, my brand, but just not my name. So Yeah, I just really, that was just so much fun that we had that little opportunity and literally just did it because it was requested all the freaking time. Like, feedback from every podcast was, yeah, like the podcast, okay, when are you making merch? I really want like a big yellow cozy hoodie. So we finally did it. And okay, let's do, because I am going to be really chatty in here. Let's do my little format where I talk about what I'm happy about and then like a happy quote or idea. So first off, just let me say that I am really freaking happy about it being Christmas season. I don't know if you guys are right there with me, but yeah, I mean, every year Christmas season is so much fun. This year is obviously so different, but it definitely is just making 2020 more joyous because it's been pretty bleak. Is that the word? And I definitely have put up the Christmas tree this year earlier than I ever have in the past. Like, I don't think we've ever had a Christmas tree up earlier than December 1st, and we put ours up like mid-November because we were just ready, like fully before Thanksgiving. Like, I was just ready. I wanted some joy in 2020, and my Christmas tree and just decorations all over just make the apartment so homey and cozy, and it just makes me really happy, you know? Wait, I realized at the beginning I was warning you guys about, and then I feel like I didn't even get, I've been so scatterbrained today. Like, I start to tell Max something and then I'm like, wait, I didn't even tell you what I started telling you. Like, everything, and you guys probably noticed on this podcast and just my life and just speaking in general, everything is just made up of digressions. Like, it's always the journey. It's never like where I'm trying to get to, you know? Was I saying that? All I was going to say earlier is that, Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Because I started saying warning, and I was saying I'm recording the night before. And then I got into how I like recording right before I post, which I do. But I didn't get to the punchline, which is that Max is cooking dinner right now outside the store. So if you hear him chopping up food to make enchiladas, that's why. And I'm like, Brody will probably know that I am freaking recording, because I feel like whenever I start recording, suddenly there's like sirens or like fire alarms or Brody's barking or like, you know, like of course, like something always goes wrong. So yeah, that's what I meant to say before. But really happy that it's Christmas season and that it's finally like socially acceptable to have all those decorations up and Christmas trees up. You know, I feel like this year though, no one gave me a hard time. They were like, we're right there with you, sister. Like, I feel like everyone decorated early. So that's making me really happy. And you know what I just thought of? This just made me, this is like not what Happy Hour podcast is about. We always like to keep it uppy, happy, fun. You know, sometimes we have moments of realness, but I was just thinking how I always say, like, this is what I'm happy about. And that reminded me last year at Thanksgiving, when I was with my whole family because it was pre-pandemic, I remember my Aunt Chris saying, we always go around and everyone says what they're thankful for. I'm sure that's, like, very common. Like, I'm sure a lot of people do that on Thanksgiving. And so we always do that. We say what we're thankful for. And I remember my Aunt Chris started it off. I don't know why. I'm just thinking of this right now. And I'm going to, like, text her after this and tell her that I was saying this because it always makes me laugh. But she goes, okay, can I start with something that I'm not thankful for? And we were all laughing and we were like, yeah, we should all go around and do something we're not thankful for. And oh, isn't that funny how we just had no idea what was coming for 2020? But she was like, you know what? I'm really not thankful for that. I have this like weird gap between these two teeth on like the side of my mouth and food always gets stuck in there. Like, it's going to be really annoying like during this dinner. And I was like, oh my gosh, same. I have the same thing. But like my teeth are over here, whatever. And food always gets caught in there. I don't know. That just made me think of that and how if I say like something I'm happy about, I could say something I'm not happy about, but like I maybe this will be the only week that I do this because yeah, we try to keep it upbeat and like fun. But you know what, this is just, I wasn't happy about it, but I also can reflect and be grateful because I just feel like tough moments and seasons in your life. I'm getting like deep here. This is how 2 days ago when I did my Vlogmas day one, I was like very deep. I just, you know, get going with my metaphors and my thoughts and stuff. But I just have been like a nerd this year on this type of stuff. And I just think when you go through, we're all over the place today. When you go through like tough days or tough seasons in your life, it's to build your character and better prepare you to feel the like immense joy of good seasons of your life. And so although I had like a really rough, weird, off morning today and I was just so in my head questioning things, I can reflect and look back and be like, okay, this is how this made me feel. Going forward, if I feel this way again, like, what makes me feel better? How do I, like, dig myself out of this little hole? You know, I know for me, movement always helps me feel better. When I finally made myself do yoga today, I'm like, wow, that helped a lot. You know, I'm like crying in Shavasana. I'm like, I'm okay. It's all good. So that helps me. And what this is making me think of too is, oh, I just feel like so many problems arise. Probably 2020, this is like a thing too, because everyone's just like home and thinking too much. That half the time, for me at least, I just feel like I need to get out of my own head. And you know what? Another podcast I'm going to talk about during this podcast, because it's very influenced by this podcast, The Skinny Confidential, you guys. I'm sure you all have listened. I know it's like very, very popular. But I didn't listen for the longest time, and then recently I've been in such a Skinny Confidential kick. Like, I just have it on all the time. I feel like I learn so much. If I'm not learning, I'm being entertained. Like, it's just so great. And what Lauren says in this, if you guys know, it's Lauren and Michael. They're like husband and wife. But it's like pretty much Lauren's podcast, I think, and Michael's just like the co-host. And she has like solo episodes, and she talks about when you need to like get out of your own head, you need to read, because it like just has you reading and thinking about and processing information about like something else that isn't you, and it just like makes you not think about yourself and your own problems or worries for a second. So yeah, that's making me realize I need to read. Like, I always have known that I need to read. Interrupting quick to tell you guys about Manscaped, since I know it would be such a good gift for the guys in your life. Thankfully, they have a performance package to help keep your man groomed above and below the belt. The Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, since it comes with all the tools to clean up his delicate places. It also comes with the weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer. This one's Max's favorite, since guys always need help with that. And the nose hair trimmer has proprietary skin safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs up in there. You'll also find the most popular electric trimmer called the Lawnmower 3.0 that also has advanced proprietary skin safe technology. So this trimmer reduces cuts, and there's even more in this performance package, you guys, to keep your guy nice and fresh, feeling their best. So now you can have top performing products for your top performing man. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HAPPYHOUR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code HAPPYHOUR. All right, now let's get back into the episode. I feel like as you grow up, you just realize that all the things that you always knew deep down were good for you, that you like have to do it, and you start doing it, like being more organized, planning things. Like, it's just got to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to stop fighting the system because it works. Or like, oh, I'm having deja vu because I think I literally said this in Vlogmas day one, but I'm like, I'm 23. Like, I can't lie to myself anymore and just feel bad for myself and be like, I'm gonna like sleep in and wear sweats all day and like not get ready or like shower or do my hair because like I don't care, and I'm just gonna like feel bad for myself and watch TV and not work out and eat junk, and then I feel even worse. But it's like, I could just be proactive, and like, I can't lie to myself. I'm 23. Like, I know when I work out or if I like mix in some kale and then have ice cream after, it's all about pounds. But you know, like, I know I'll feel better. So yeah, I'm all over the place today, but I am happy I've been listening to The Skinny Confidential so much, because it really did influence this podcast a lot. And you know, I think I first heard about it from my friend Natalie. If you guys know my best friend Natalie, she actually is my big in my sorority at BU. And Maggie too, I know, loves The Skinny Confidential, so I'd always like hear about it from them. And it's just so good. Like, I just truly feel like I leave the podcast with like a lot of value. And I love learning about like other entrepreneurs' stories on there. Like Lauren in specific, she's obviously such an entrepreneur. So is her husband, Michael. And their routines and their habits. And they're like so successful, but they're also really funny and share like everyday stories. And they'll just like bicker. And it's just really real and fun. So yeah, Skin Confidential, and also Tori has just really inspired me to do this episode. And Tori, you guys, is just so on it. She is so organized. She's so focused. She's so hardworking with her goals. And like I said, I believe it's been a couple different episodes on her podcast that she's referred to this higher self. And she's very into manifestation, and she's so good at it. And I've learned so much from her. But I think in the beginning, this higher self and having all these goals and being really specific with what you want and where you want your life to go. And now that I'm really thinking about it, it's sort of like designing your life and like choosing your future, like just showing that you have like so much control in that. And she would go through, oh, this is what it was. It was like her New Year's resolutions one. And she's like, I want you to be so specific. I want you to write down like everything that you want in 5 years, like where you want to live, what you want to look like, what you want to be doing every day, who you want to surround yourself with, what are you eating, like where are you going, are you working out, what types of workouts are you doing, are you reading, what are you reading, are you listening to a podcast. Like she's like, literally get so specific on what you want and put it out there. And like, yeah, it's all like the energy that you put out, you will attract, that sort of thing. But I just remember listening to this, and at first it was just very new to me, and I could feel really easily overwhelmed and at moments feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to have it all figured out. I don't know if this sounds familiar to you. Is it just me? But this also reminds me, recently I had a video that I made about healthy habits and routines, and I just talked about knowing what I want and how that's helped me so much, which it definitely has. All right, Brody has joined us now. So if you hear him chewing on his toy, that's what it is. But I was talking about my healthy habits and routine video and knowing what I want. And I talk about how, and I think this is very common, how a lot of people, I think, could very easily say things that they don't like in their life or things they want to change or things that they don't want, like a job they don't want to have or whatever it is. But then it's like, could you also, on the other hand, tell me your dream job or tell me things that you do really want, things that you are like actively trying to work towards in your life? So that's just what I'm getting at. Knowing what you want, I think, can be really specific. And I got a lot of good feedback on that video. People were like, wow, that's like so true, or, you know, things like that. So I started to realize that I knew the type of person that I wanted this ideal Gretchen, this higher self, to be. And I would think about how I want her, like I was saying earlier, how I want her to show up for her family. I want her to be so caring. I want her to be available to talk to them, to help them, to love them, to laugh with them. I want her to always prioritize her family and her loved ones and her boyfriend and her dog. And I want her to take care of herself and prioritize self-care and well-being and working out and, yeah, just being her best self. I want her to feel challenged in her work. I want her to be so, like, loving what she's doing and be so passionate. And I am. I'm sure you guys can hear that in my voice, or I hope that comes across. And I actually saw that. I keep like referring to my YouTube channel, but that's obviously just what's going on a lot right now during Vlogmas, because I'm posting every single day in December. I really liked a comment I saw. It was like, wow, you can see how passionate Gretchen still is after being on YouTube for, this is her 7th Vlogmas. And I'm like, wait, that's actually so crazy, because it's so true. And I love it just the same. And yeah, there's like ups and downs, but like I said, the ups wouldn't be as good without the downs. So it's like, I knew a lot of characteristics that I wanted this ideal Gretchen to be. Oh my gosh, Brody is literally going crazy with his toy right now, if you can hear that. I knew all these things that I wanted for the best version of me, and it actually helped me a lot. It's like I could compare how I was acting every day and what I was doing to this ideal self that I had, this higher self that Tori talked about, and it helped a lot. It's like I would just, you know, make excuses and be like, well, I'm just gonna stay up late tonight, like it's fine, it's not that big of a deal. And then I'm like, no, but the best version of me is going to go to bed at a reasonable time so that she gets enough sleep, because she knows that's how important that is for her health and how important it is for her to have a really good day tomorrow and be productive and get after it in her workout and not be cranky and grumpy and, you know, short with Max as a result, things like that. So when I could put it into perspective like that, or be like, oh, I'm just gonna like eat this pan of brownies instead of like making myself a salad or for dinner and then having like a brownie after, I don't know, things like that. It's like I could just think about like the ideal Gretchen is happy, healthy, balanced, all of those things. And so I don't know, like it might sound weird to talk about, but I've talked about it with my friends and like my cousin Mandy, and they're like, wait, actually that helps so much and just makes you a lot more motivated, because it's almost like in your head you have this version of you that you know you can be and you can get to. And it's like all the small little everyday habits and routines and things that can get you to that point. So Wow, I can't believe it's this late in this episode already. But that's why I thought it would be really good to get really specific and bring you guys through a perfect, ideal day. In my head, obviously, no day is actually going to be like this. No, like, nothing is actually perfect in reality, right? But, like, a favorite daily routine that I think would just, and I know because of days that I've had, like, most similar to this, just make me feel, again, fulfilled, happy, productive, like, I'm living my best life, not all the negatives of, like, feeling down or comparing myself or, you know, and obviously there's moments of that, but I think if this is a routine that I can get close to, it will just set me up for success and happiness, and that's all we can want, right? It's actually really funny because, like I said, when I have days similar to this day that I've mapped out, this ideal day that I'm going to go through with you guys, I feel really good, happy, fulfilled, productive, da-da-da. Also, you'll notice it's focused a lot on, like, the morning and the evening portion, which I think is so, so important, and I've just learned from, like, a lot of other podcasts, Ed Milet, Skinny Confidential, how important, like, the morning and evening routine aspect is to it. But today has been an absolute, can I say shit show on here? And so it's really not similar to this day. I would say the things I'm doing are similar, but not really like the order and the timing of it all because I've just been all over the place. But, you know, also that's okay with me to be a little spontaneous and switch up the order or, I don't know, randomly go out to breakfast if we want to and then my day is shifted back a little bit, something like that, because I actually learned this from my friend Maggie. If you guys remember the episode she came on, and she is really good with her routines, and I feel like she's just someone that I will turn to for advice in that sort of area, and I think, like, everyone sort of does in her life because she is just really structured and good with her. Hi, Brody. Good with her routine. Oh, my gosh. You guys can probably hear his little collar, like, jingling around this whole time. I know you love your bunny. You just have so much energy. So, anyway, Maggie talked about how when she isn't on her perfect routine, that her, like, morning routine or evening routine or whatever that she likes to do during the day, if it gets thrown off a little bit, if you miss your morning meditation or morning walk, that's what I like to do, or something like that, to not let it ruin your whole day. You guys, do you hear him right now? He's running laps in here. Brody, man, I thought you were just gonna hang out with me and, like, sleep. Okay, what I was saying was that Maggie was saying how it's important to not let it just ruin you and your whole day if you get a little sidetracked off your routine, if you miss something that's important to you. It's like, it's okay, I miss it today. There's always tomorrow to start fresh. And that really helped her and helped me too, because it's like today, for example, I, like, slept in an hour and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't get my workout and I'm gonna have to find time to work out later. Like, I was all stressed. And then I'm like, it's okay. Like, my body probably needed that extra hour of sleep. It's okay. There's always tomorrow. Like, it's all good, you know? Like, we're fine. Nobody's perfect. So with that being said, I have my little planner in front of me, wrote it down on paper. And I'm going to go, oh my gosh, Brody is in such a mood. I'm so sorry, you guys. I just listened back to the end of that last clip, and you could really hear him, like, running around. So now he's out in the apartment, but if he's barking, like, you could probably still hear him. So I have this ideal day written down. I'm sure there are aspects that I'm missing, but I'm going to go through very detailed moments because Lauren taught me that from the Skinny Confidential. She's like, I want the nitty gritty. I want the details. Like, that's what's important. And I think it is. So I have 7 a.m. wake up. I think that's a really good happy medium for me that I've just learned about myself in my 23 years, because 6 a.m. just seems like really early, like, you know, like pushing it. But then 8, I just start to feel like stressed, like it's too late, like I've, like, missed a part of the day. I don't know. Maybe 7 seems late to you guys or really early. I don't know. But to me, that just seems like a happy medium. Like, I'm an adult. I can do it. I'm not in college, like, sleeping till 11 a.m. anymore, right? So wake up at 7. Don't go on my phone. Lauren's really big on this. Ed Milet's really big on this. Ed Milet talks about how, I don't know if you guys know him, but he's, like, very sort of, like, I'm going to, like, mess up his title, but he seems like a life coach. Like, he's just very, like, into that sort of stuff, like self-growth, like stuff like that. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And he says that the most impactful thing you will do in your whole life is not go on your phone for the first 30 minutes of the day and the last 30 minutes of the day. And I'm like, wow, that's like a very profound statement. I've talked about that before, but it seriously helps so much. And he's just, there's a whole like mentality behind it of like, you wake up and you start doing things for you and you're in control of your day and you're not reactive and reacting to things going on, people talking to you, you have to respond to them, you have to react. And instead you are sort of like writing the narrative of your day and you wake up and you start doing the things that are important to you. And so for me, it's wake up and it's like walk Brody right away. I love getting outside. I love getting fresh air. I love the sun on my skin waking me up. So that's really important to me. Obviously important for Brody too, my golden retriever. He needs lots of exercise. So it's important to him, it's important to me. And we wake up, do a walk right away, and I've gotten better with this, laying out my clothes the night before, taking all the guessing games out of it to get really specific. Literally wake up, do not check my phone. It's so hard. Some days I still look at it for a second just to make sure. I just have this like irrational fear of like someone needing me. Like even when I record these podcasts, I used to do it on airplane mode, but now I get too nervous that like someone's gonna be calling me like someone needs me, which like I don't know the last time someone like needed me, you know, but I don't know why I just like get nervous. So sometimes I'll check quick, like, okay, did my mom text me? Did Lucy text me? Whatever. And then out the door. Like, I literally have only brushed my teeth, maybe rinsed off my face and put on like workout clothes, put my hair up in a ponytail. And I mean, now it's December, so I'm like bundling up. But out the door, walking Brody. Interrupting quick to tell you guys about Framebridge. If you didn't know, Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. From art prints and posters to literally the photos just sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. You can send them a digital photo or mail in a literal photo or poster, for example, and they'll cover a prepaid label to get your product. So Framebridge is also the perfect way to give easy and thoughtful gifts. In just minutes, you can turn a photo from your phone into one of your best gifts ever. So how it works is you'll just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical piece. Like I said, you can preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. You'll choose your favorite and the experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or any of your loved ones. So a handcrafted personal gift from Framebridge starts at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus you guys will get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use my code happy hour. I finally framed my degree with Framebridge, you guys. I'm so happy I did because it looks so nice. And I actually have three more frames coming in the mail, which I can't wait for you guys to see. It's just so good for framing family photos. They look so nice. They're just really high quality. And they also frame things like concert tickets, jerseys, everything that can be framed, they'll frame. So get started today, frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code happy hour to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code happy hour, all caps, one word, framebridge.com, promo code happy hour. And now let's get back into the episode. And when we get back, it's a really good moment in the morning when we get back from our walk because he is sleepy after his walk and he'll rest. And Max is usually like working out at this time. Like he's usually not here, like at the gym doing a workout or at the rink skating, whatever. And so I like to have, and see, this is where I get like wonky with it, but I think in my ideal day, this is like what I need to stick with, right? Because I would love to come back and I've usually like had an appetite by this point because I wake up and walk him right away. So I come back and I'm hungry. And so I like to have something that is simple for me. And what I mean by simple is like something that I can eat pretty quickly that isn't going to, you know, make me feel sick to my stomach, like too full, like I ate too much. Just something that's simple before I work out is the key, because I want something that like sits well with me and doesn't like upset my stomach or bother me like while I'm trying to exercise, anything like that. But I used to get lightheaded a lot when I would work out, and I've had like issues of like passing out in the past. So I get really worried if I don't eat before I work out, like I just get stressed. So I always feel like I need to eat at least something, even if it's a little before I work out. So I think for me that looks like a smoothie or some overnight oats, something like that, and like having a moment, maybe so the hour of 7 a.m. wake up, walk Brody, and then the hour of 8 a.m. would be like smoothie oats, like a toast, I don't know, banana and granola bar, something like that. And probably some coffee if I'm feeling it that day, lots of water, and probably for another like 30 minutes or so planning out my day on my little planner that I'm reading out of right now, doing my to-do list. And this is where I want to say, like, after this, it gets sort of like, okay, like, what kind of day is it? Because if it's a work day, I'll go through that. But then I'll also go through if it's like a Sunday and I want to relax. Obviously, after the morning routine part, it's not working and it's like relaxing. So I'll be clear on that. But so it's like 8 a.m., eat a little coffee, water, plan, to-do list. And then if I don't have a to-do list or I'm not planning for stuff for the day, maybe I would do some journaling, some reading, something like that. And then 9 a.m. workout. I have the hour. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is my workout time, my me time. And working out is just so good for my mental health. It's very therapeutic. I get my energy out when I don't work out. It's not like a, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to work out to look a certain way. No. Girl, I'm way past that. I'm in such a better place. It's like I work out because it makes me feel so good. And to be honest, I don't even know if I see like physical changes ever, but that doesn't matter to me. It just makes me feel good. And yeah, just sets up my day with like a good mindset, and yeah, just helps me mentally a lot, gets the endorphins going, everything like that. So then 10 o'clock, my ideal would be showering, getting ready, probably that whole hour giving myself, like, I like to slow down my mornings, and I think Lauren talks about this too, having like a slow, relaxed, intentional morning, and how that just sets you up for a really productive, like, good mood, good feeling sort of day. And so that's like my shower, getting ready, because a lot of times I will be on camera, obviously, for what I do, filming, taking photos. So it's like when I'm getting ready, it's not like I'm showering and like throwing on a sweatshirt and sweatpants. It's like I'm blow drying my hair, curling my hair, doing all the makeup, all the things. So like realistically, the shower and getting ready does take me an hour. And then I guess I would say, since I've sort of made my morning schedule go until like 11, the 11 to 6 is really like the chunk of like my day portion in my head. Like the 11 to 6 is like the daytime, like meat of the day, that if I am relaxing after this for the day, I'm, you know, I guess I can say that first because that's shorter. So it would be like self-care if I am like calling my mom and my sister, calling my friends, things like that. That's such self-care for me. Like I love catching up with friends. It makes me feel so good. If it's, you know, the typical taking a bath, doing the face mask, doing the hair mask. Also cleaning can be very therapeutic for me and just feels so good. You know, reading and maybe like an informational podcast. I love learning from podcasts. Again, like I said, I love this Getting Confidential where I learn about entrepreneurs. I love, love, love the one about Drunk Elephant and the founder and how she started and everything. Like I just feel like I learned so much, and I definitely miss the learning aspect like of college, learning something new every day. So that's why podcasts have just been like really good for me and, you know, keep my mind like active and growing and everything like that. And then also if it's a Sunday and I'm like, okay, literally Gretchen, no, you're not like scrolling through Instagram or doing Instagram stories, you're relaxing, you know, I'll relax with Brody, we'll go on a hike with him, I'll snuggle with him on the couch. Oh, also obviously Max, my boyfriend I live with, I'm like Brody this, Brody that, snuggling with Brody. Also Max, you know, sometimes Max and I will just have a day. I mean, now, like not anymore, especially with Brody, but I just remember in the past, we'd be like, let's go have a day. We'd go out all day and like get food out and about, maybe go shopping or explore or whatever. I mean, now times are really different, so we don't do that anymore. But you know, it's like those are the types of days, like that's what I want to be doing during my day, like intentionally doing things that make me happy. And if I'm working, it's also stuff that makes me happy. Like I love that I obviously get to do social media for my job. It's like literally a dream come true. So what that looks like from 11 to 6, it really depends on the day. It depends on what content I'm shooting, like the nature of it, if it's going to take a while, if it's going to be shorter, like how I'm going to fill the rest of the day. So I actually heard that, and I think you guys can agree with me on this, on harder things, you're supposed to do first. So the things that take like more brain power, you're supposed to do earlier in the day. I think that's just because like in the morning, you're more sharp, alert, focused. So yeah, so in my ideal day, that's what I would be doing first of all. I think I have a hard time because I'm so like spontaneous and all over the place deep down, like prioritizing things because I'll want to do things that are fun really quick. Like I'm like, oh, I want to like take this picture with Brody or whatever. When really I should be doing that later on because what I should be doing is filming a video or posting a video that I need to get up, something like that. So I think one of my main priorities, obviously, because I've been doing it the longest, is just YouTube. So my first things would look like filming, posting, filming a sit-down video, filming a vlog, posting any video. Also, editing is just definitely the bottleneck in my whole situation. It takes so long. I could edit for the full 6 hours. Some days that is what it looks like because it takes a while to edit YouTube videos, especially if they're ones. It just depends on like which one I'm filming. If it's a vlog that's shorter, that could be quicker. But if it's like a video that goes over like a whole month or something, it's like can be a beast. Also, editing podcasts, like the one we're recording right now. I will have calls with my management team, things like that in the morning, early afternoon. I will shoot Instagram photos, whether they are sponsored or not. I will record a podcast like right now. I will do Instagram stories. I will interact and engage with you guys, one of my most favorite things. I will plan sponsored content. I will do, I mean, this is like along with my management, but it'll be things like negotiations or brand like outreach, guest outreach for my podcast, and also things like this I like to do later on in the day because it's like a fun, really fun thing that I get to like reward myself with like in the afternoon or evening when I've finished up like the bulk of my work is if I get to plan out video ideas where I need to be ordering like new products or things like that. And so I'll take the time to like sit on my couch in the afternoon and look through, you know, clothes that I want to show in a haul video or yeah, just any type of products that I should be ordering for a video, stuff like that. And then this is what I need to be good at too, like a cutoff, because like right now I just said it's late right now. It is like 8:30 and I am recording this podcast. But you know, some days just go like that. And you just need a moment to just like turn off your brain and like cry or let it out. Like I FaceTime my twin sister Lucy, always feel better. I talked with Maggie earlier. Like just FaceTime is just so good, you guys. Like it just helps so much. But yeah, in my ideal day and my favorite daily routine, 7 would be like the cutoff, and that is like dinner, wind down, Gretchen, put away your phone, stop filming Instagram stories, stop writing down video ideas. Like my brain never shuts off. I think that's one thing maybe people don't know about influencers. Your brain just never shuts, like you really never stop working. Like I was talking with my friend Brooke Michio the other day, you guys know from Gals on the Go, and also her YouTube channel and Instagram too, but we're like, we just like, obviously it's our dream job, I'm not complaining, but it's sort of like the no days off mentality. Like we're like, we don't really have days off. Like the weekend maybe it's less and you're doing more relaxing, but you're also still filming and uploading and going on Instagram. Like you're still doing all the things. So yeah, this is hard for me to have like the hard stop at 7, but like I need to do that for some work-life balance because Max is like, hi, am I gonna like see you later? Like we live together, but like I don't see you. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, I gotta go record this podcast. Like I'm busy, dude. So like, I just keep moving. So in my ideal day, it'd be like dinner, wind down by 8, probably shower. I shower like after I work out in the morning, but I also love a night shower. I just feel like it relaxes me, like a nice hot shower, like a bath, obviously if I have time for that. And I can get in my jammies and I feel all clean and it really just like helps me make the transition in my head like, okay, Gretchen, like stop working. You need to freaking slow down for a sec and start getting ready for bed. Makeup off, clean jammies. If I want to do any type of dessert, even if I want to do like a hot cocoa, I've really been into the hot drinks obviously because it's cold. If I want to do a tea, a hot cocoa, you know what that reminds me of, you guys? If you listen to Skinny Confidential, they always talk about Four Sigmatic and they talked about it so much that recently I was like, you know what, I need to try this obviously, like they're always talking about it. So my Four Sigmatic is on the way, updates to come. I ordered it. I was like, I'm gonna be just like Lauren and drink my cacao Four Sigmatic before bedtime because she loves it and she says it's like her favorite thing, helps her wind down. And I'm like, I need to wind down. Like, clearly I need to try this. So it's like, that is, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then it's 8:00. And then after that, it looks like Max and I watching a show. Right now it's The Undoing. And then literally falling asleep right as my head hits the pillow. It is so funny, you guys, because a year ago now, I don't know how because I was still so busy and I was like traveling so much. But when Max and I were long distance, I mean, I think that was a part of it too because I am someone that I've always slept better if I sleep with someone else. And it's not even like, oh my gosh, I want to like have a sleepover with a boy. No, like I would make my twin sister have sleepovers with me growing up, like with my friends. I loved having sleepovers because I just feel so comforted with someone else. Like I feel safe, I think. I don't know if you guys are with me in this. I think a lot of it has to do with me being a twin and like never being alone. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is when Max and I were in a long distance relationship, I had such a hard time sleeping at night, and I'm sure that was a part of it, but also I think it was because I didn't have a dog yet, and I had such a hard time sleeping, so I would take all his sleep vitamins. You guys know I love those. I would really recommend them. They help me sleep so much, but I'm not kidding you guys. I swear, right as we got a dog, I haven't had to really take that anymore. I've taken the, what are those called? They're like fizzy melatonin sticks from Care Of. I love them so much. I like literally 3 packs in my nightstand. I keep like stocking up on them because I go through them. Those I will take if I'm trying to like go to bed earlier. So I probably could do the Ollie sleep vitamins like earlier like I do these. But I just feel like most days I do not need any sort of help because I have a dog and I'm just go, go, go. Like literally 10 o'clock looks like my head hits the pillow and I'm out. Or if I'm being naughty and I'm like up on, keeping myself up on my phone and like the lights are on and I'm like organizing at like 11:30 at night and Max is like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my gosh, I am not being my best self. Like the higher self of me right now, like the best version of Gretchen is like asleep getting her 8 hours, okay? So yeah, that is my ideal day. A lot of days don't end up like that. Like a lot of times I will just get this burst. Do you guys get this? Of energy like at night and I just start organizing and cleaning and Max is like, oh my gosh, can't relate. I heard recently that creative people, do you hear Brody barking? By the way, I heard that creative people are really active and like awake at night. And I'm like, okay, literally me. Like, I don't want to be this way. Like, I want to be like my best friend Taylor, who is literally cannot keep their eyes open after 9 o'clock and is just like falls right asleep and they get after it. And they're such a morning person, early bird, get up early. I'm really sorry if you keep hearing Brody barking out there. But, we're almost done, Brody. I'll come play with you. So, yeah, I think I can get stuck on, you know, people say when you have, like, a brand or business, like, working in the business instead of on it, because I have all those things that, like, I'm doing every day. Like, I'm always doing content. Like, everything is contentable. I feel like I saw that recently on an Instagram story and how it's really hard to have any work-life balance when everything you're doing is contentable. And I'm like, okay, yes, literally me. I so agree. So, yeah, that's something that I work on, trying to work on the brand, not in the brand, being efficient, being productive. I think with me, I struggle with focus because I'm like so spontaneous all over the place. But this ideal day really does help me. And when I look at it, I'm like, yes, that is what my higher self is doing. I can do it. I know I can get there. It's just a little discipline, a little focus. I think discipline is like the biggest thing, you guys. I mean, there's like other things. I know I'm forgetting things that I do during the day. Like it literally never ends. There's like, you know, me bugging my accountant and doing all that end of like the business things. And but this is really like the evening when I have time, like after dinner, I'll just sort of like run around quick and vacuum or do laundry quick or anything like that. Cause I just like do not have time during the day normally. So yeah, that is my ideal day. I know that was like work heavy, but that's like, that really is an ideal work day for me because, like, I love working and doing what I do and connecting with you guys. And then also loving the ideal, like, off day where I'm relaxing, taking care of myself. I mean, usually it doesn't look like that because usually I'm still doing some stuff on social media, which I wish it could be very compartmentalized and separate like that, but normally it's not. So, yeah, you guys, that was my favorite daily routine, my perfect ideal day. Obviously, no day in reality is going to look exactly like that. The perfect times, you know, it's like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. My workout's over. Hopping in the shower. You know, oh my God, I didn't even have lunch in there. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I think I struggle with lunch because I just want to like bang out work all day. Like I'm in the mindset, I'm in the zone and it's like, I cannot be bothered. I've always hated lunch. Like I'm hungry, but I don't know what to have and I don't have time for it. Like I just, it's just like my least favorite meal, you know, it's usually just something I like throw together as quick as I can. Cause I'm like, I'm busy. I'm on a time crunch. I'm on a schedule. Like I got stuff to do. So yeah, you guys are probably like, oh my gosh, you're giving me anxiety listening to this. They're probably like, Gretchen, please slow down. Please like read a book. I was gonna say go to Paris. Yeah, we can't travel right now. But like, you know, like the Parisian lifestyle, like the 3-hour lunch, like the relax. Not me, as you can tell, very high energy. But Yeah, I don't know. I thought that would be interesting for you guys. Got really detailed. I don't know if I was as detailed in my night routine. I guess I could do like another episode, like my in specific morning night routine that works for me really well. But it's just like being really, what was the word I used earlier? Being really intentional, being really intentional what you're doing, knowing that it has a purpose and is moving you towards your goals, that sort of thing. And I thought that this could help you guys realize maybe an ideal day that you have for yourself. And sort of just check in with yourself and be like, is how I'm acting and what I'm doing every day aligning with my values and my goals and my highest version of myself? So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed, and I will catch you in my next one. Bye.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian, or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.